Astros and Rangers on Tuesday from Houston. Brad Peacock starting on just 3 days rest for the Astros. Nick Martinez going for Texas. In the bottom of the first inning, we've gotten used to this. George Springer is up, leading off the inning.
Here comes a 2-2 to Springer. And that's driven pretty well and pretty deep to left field. Going back is the Shields, and that ball is gone. Off the home run porch. And George Springer with a leadoff homer to put the Astros up 1-0. Springer with his 18th of the year.
Seventh time he's led off a ball game in that fashion. When the Astros need it, Springer can really jumpstart him.
16th career leadoff homer for George Springer. Second most in Astros history to Craig Biggio.
Martinez taking his time as he looks in. Catcher sits inside again. Here's the 0-2, and it's poked into left field. That's got a chance. That's got a great chance. That ball is gone. 0-2 fastball inside, and Correa barrels it to left field. Home run number 12 on the season. The Astros lead it 2-0.
2-0. Astros lead it here in the top of the fifth. Runners lead off all three bases for the Rangers. Another 3-2. That is just inside, ball four. Lucroy scores on the bases loaded walk, and it's 2-1 in favor of the Astros. And here comes A.J. Hinch. That's going to be all for Brad Peacock.
For the Rangers, beginning with the second baseman, Rougned Odor, and the first pitch is belted to right field, chasing Aoki back, and it is gone. Tie ball game on a line drive. Home run off of the bat of Odor. Stayed back on a changeup and whipped it into the seats. And just like that, the Rangers have tied it. Odor's 10th home run of the season, 27 RBIs now.
Now the 2-0. And that's lifted left field fairly deep. Gonzalez going back, and that's gone. Rougned Odor tied it with a home run in the seventh, and he gives the Rangers a 4-2 lead with a two-run home run here in the eighth. 11th home run of the year for Odor.
Well, it's an excellent swing on a pitch where he was expecting something on 2-0 to be away from him. And instead of trying to pull the ball, he did a great job going the other way.
Texas makes it 5 in a row with a come-from-behind 4-2 victory over the Astros in Houston. Rougned Odor with 4 home runs in his last 8 games after managing just 1 over his previous 26. The Astros started fast, but their bullpen let them down in a 4-2 loss Tuesday to the Rangers. Here's Houston manager A.J. Hinch.
You know, Odor's got power to any field, and it just was pitches he could handle. You know, Davinsky obviously was sitting change. I think it was a change. And he hit the pull homer into the front row. And then, you know, with Gregerson, the ball was up a little bit and out over the plate, you know, that and looked like it caught a little bit too much plate and a little bit, you know, either go up or go down, but somewhere in the middle. And you know, he hit the ball to left field. So, I mean, it's, you know, a good piece of hitting by both of them. But, you know, he beat our guys. He beat the pitcher, and it's going to happen.
Almost 100 pitches on 3 days rest. How was Peacock doing?
Peacock was exceptional. You know, I thought he got a little unlucky at the end. Even I think he, you know, a couple calls didn't go his way with the check swing and the full count pitch to Chu. But all in all, I mean, he had really good put away pitches going. I think he had them in between. He would throw fastballs when they were sort of sitting off speed. He would throw secondary pitches whenever they were in chase mode, and he just did a really good job of getting to the middle part of the game.
Do you have an update on Josh Reddick?
No.
This couldn't have been how you thought the game was going to turn out after George Springer let it off with a home run. He's kind of starting to turn on again. He leads the league in leadoff homers. Is this, mm-hmm. this can't be how you expected this day to go.
Well, I mean, you got to play 9 innings. So, I mean, I think one pitch to the leadoff hitter is certainly a nice way to go when it goes our way. But, you know, and I love George at the top, obviously. I put him up there for a reason. He does a really good job of setting the tone on most nights. And he certainly gave us a little jolt there at the beginning and did a good job. You know, obviously, Correa hit the other one. We just couldn't find enough hits against Martinez. You know, he did a really good job of moving his pitches around and looked like his ball was moving down. He got a lot of ground ball outs, I think close to 10, I think is what I counted. So it was not our night against him, but You know, George setting the tone at the top is something we've seen a lot of, and we expect a lot out of him.
It looked like he was headed to a clean inning after the first two guys.
Yeah.
Kind of
he's thrown the ball a little bit better recently, so it's a tough night for him because he got the two quick outs, including punching out Mazzara, which is a tough guy to face, especially he hits right-handed pitching. He hit the ball last night out of the ballpark. So, you know, it goes to show, I think, from their side, Lucroy battles in a tough at-bat right on right and rolls a single through the left side and continues the inning. And then Odor, you know, battled to get the pitch to hit out of the ballpark. So, you know, they've swung the bats in the critical moments pretty well the last couple nights and came away with a couple wins.
Just overall about state of your bullpen going into tomorrow. So you're probably looking forward to the off day where you can reset a little bit.
But. Yeah, no, I mean our guys are beat up a little bit. I mean these guys scored three runs on our bullpen. That's not something that's routinely done with the guys we have there. I mean Will Harris comes out with the bases loaded and in the fifth inning, and I mean look at the way they're being used is a lot. I mean we're asking a lot out of them, and the majority of the times these guys are coming through. So. A guy has a bad day here or there, or makes a bad pitch, and their guys beat our guys. That's the nature of the game. But, you know, we certainly could use some rest in the bullpen. But when I call down there tomorrow and Strami calls down there tomorrow, they'll be ready to pitch.
Houston starter Brad Peacock gave up just two hits and walked four with a season-high 10 strikeouts in 4 2/3 innings. He was pitching on 3 days rest because of an injury to Lance McCullers Jr. Here's Peacock after the game.
The truth just felt like a normal day to me, and yeah, felt good out there.
There was no difference?
No, I felt good. Felt like I was commanding the ball for the most part, but yeah, fell behind a couple guys, but I felt great out there.
Was that the best your slider's been, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely needed that pitch tonight and, you know, worked well.
Strami came out early. Was there something he said to calm you down? He's going to roll after that.
Yeah, I was kind of struggling throwing the ball inside to a couple of lefties. He just told me to, you know, just look at the glove. That was about it.
On Wednesday, right-hander Francis Martes, the Astros' top pitching prospect, makes his first career start. Andrew Kashner opposes him. He makes the start for Texas.